Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, sir, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And also, of course, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Bye.
Thank you, sir. Also, what is your age?
32.
Sir, I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Yes, I'm here.
30.
30? Is that what you said? 30 years old? Thank you. Also, sir, I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yeah, I can vote.
Which one would it be for you, like a probably or definitely?
Probably.
Okay. Next, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all in this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I don't know, like 7 is like average.
A 7, understood. And then, thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your city is headed?
As far as what, though, like?
Like, generally speaking.
Yeah, that's like a broad question. Like,
right, and you can say that you can feel either satisfied, dissatisfied, or vary in these two ends.
It's like the middle and the variance.
Like you can say you're dissatisfied or just satisfied in the direction which the city is headed in generally terms, general terms.
I'm in the middle.
I see, sir. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I don't know. I'm probably in the middle.
So would you say you somewhat approve or you somewhat disapprove what he has been doing as president?
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I understand,
like,
sir.
Society.
Understood. Now, in this part, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, but you can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Let's start, and if you have no opinion of or have never heard of this person or organization, you can please say so. And we start with Tammy Baldwin.
Okay.
What number would you give it between 0 to 100?
I don't know, maybe 50%.
A 50. Let's continue with the Democratic Party.
Same. 50%.
Same. Donald Trump.
I don't know. 50%.
That's okay, sir. Your opinions are very, very welcome. So next, the project 2025.
Yeah, I don't know too much about that, but from what I'm hearing, it's kind of suspect. So I will go with a 0%.
Understood. Next is Joe Biden.
50%.
Next is the Republican Party.
50%.
Next is J.D. Vance.
Gosh, I don't know anything about that guy, so...
That's okay, sir. You can give a number if you like.
The 0 for me. I don't know anything about.
And Kamala Harris.
Another 50.
Another 50. Understood. Next, I know this is still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Let's vote for Harris.
Understood. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means a statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10 as you like. Next, this November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a change to turn our country in a new direction and give a voice to the new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that historically needs it. A 0 to 10 as well. What would you say? In this case, it's not convincing, 0. Somewhat convincing, 5. Very convincing, 10. And again, you can use 0 to 10 as you please.
Man, I think it's like, I don't know, I would say about a 7. I mean, that's not, what you read is not the reason why I would vote for it, but.
Understood. Under the same basis, next statement would be, while Donald Trump and MGAA Republicans worked to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. Also, from 0 to 10, what would that reason be for you?
I think it's worth it. I mean, people need to, they need access to healthcare. And it's been happening for a while. So I think that's a no-brainer. Let's go with the team.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Next statement says, in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women, and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump has taken to court Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November. Again, just your opinion between 0 to 10, as convincing.
Yeah, I think that's about 7 or 8.
You can say any number, only the one that you consider the most. 7 or 8, sir, please.
I think that's about an 8. I think that statement is right, on point.
Understood. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I think I'd vote for Harris because, I think she would be better. When I think of the president, I think of, like, foreign countries and being able to visit a foreign country without being not able to visit and speak with other people and meet with those folks and try to get some better ties with those folks. So when I think of the president, I think of that. I don't think of Mr. Trump and his
I hear you, sir, and thank you for that. Next, and once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
It's about 7.
Thank you, sir. And we're almost done, by the way. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale of from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5, that is somewhat convincing reason. 0, it means that not a convincing reason at all to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 to 10. For a statement, banning Muslims and deporting people of color. That's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This would involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation for both human rights and the rights of American citizens. To stop this inhumane and evil act, there is only one solution. Vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. What would you consider from 0 to 10 is convincing or not convincing to vote?
I don't know. I think it's about a 5. I think that, if America wanted to do all of that, they would do it, and I think some of that stuff is already happening, so that's about a 5 for me.
Understood, sir. Next, a second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking our voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancement that past generations fought and died for. We can go backwards. We can't go backwards. It's our responsibility to use our political power to protect our future. Also, same 0 to 10 as convincing to vote.
I think that's fair. That's probably a fair statement. I don't know. It's a lot to unpack, but I'll go with a 7.
I'm sorry? You can say what again? Undecided?
I said I'll go with a 7.
Seven, sorry. Like in the next statement would be Donald Trump and MAGA, I'm sorry, Republicans, have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. And the plan will give the president new and unchecked powers. transforming the government into a weapon of MAGA to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exception, and rolls back LGBTQ plus rights while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up mass deportations and gives the military the power to break up protests. We must vote to stop Project 2025. Again, 0 to 10 on convincing reason to vote.
Yeah, probably about a 5.
Understood. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I vote for Harris.
Understood. And once again, sir, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
About 7.
And switching gears a little bit, last few questions are for statistical purposes only. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Understood. Would that be a college, some college, or a college graduate under a bachelor's degree?
Yep, graduate.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children, 18 years or of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you so much for your answer, sir. That concludes our survey, and I appreciate so much your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.